That was excellent, Kate.
Oh, thank you.
Yep, I made a lot of notes and enjoyed it.
You know, I hope that you can all feel that it's like we move into a zone, and I love Florence's work. Love it.
I do too. Yeah, I do too. And I like that you're bringing it into this century because you're right. Some of the words, I liked how you changed a few of the words so that we could hear it differently. Evil to fear. That was a great exchange.
And you know, I'm sure that's what fear was in 1925. You know, they used the word evil
He
instead
did.
of
Yeah.
fear.
Yeah, I
But
agree.
in today's world, evil doesn't look the same.
I agree. I agree. And I have been using the Chaos Flush and I like it. I used it several times while I was traveling and things weren't going the way I would like them to do it. And so then I used that flush and I did feel that. So that was pretty cool.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yep.
It's pretty magical how we can take something that's so simple and use it. You know, just refocusing our energy, breathing. You know, we try to make everything hard. You know, changing our lives, it's got to be hard because it doesn't work. Well, it doesn't work because we haven't looked at the energy we've been subconsciously holding on to. And once we start looking at it and it loses its power, then life starts to flow and it's not so hard.
I love it every time you say that. You know, once we observe it, it loses its power because that's just such a simple thing and it's so powerful. So I really enjoy that. I look forward to being that part where you said that someone speaks harshly to you and you don't react. I look forward to being there. You know, now I observe it quickly thereafter, but not before, during.
Well, you know, if you're going to be meeting with somebody that you know likes to push your buttons, of course, I know you ladies probably don't have anybody that does that. But if you do, and you know you're going to see them, envision with them, just like we do in the beginning of our circle, where the angels come in and hold your hands, and you form that circle, and you put them in the center of the circle, and you infuse them, and knowing that you're going to see them with that love energy. Even if you don't like them, and what you really want to do is smack them up against the wall, that's who I am. If you don't like them, still you love the God part within them. You know, you can address that. And when you do that sincerely from your heart, then when you see them, they could say something awful and you're just standing there completely unmoved because you're in that vibration of love and they aren't. So they can't, their energy can't engage with you.
I would say it comes up for me more than like getting in an argument or something, is more I'll have a shortage consciousness,
A what?
a shortage consciousness about like money or something.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, and then afterwards, then I'll notice that I had a shortage consciousness when I didn't need to. So I'm going to work on the breadcrumbs for that because that does come up for me. And then old momentum, even if I still feel like I'm not doing that, the old momentum just keeps going. And so sometimes I'm still within it. I was when I was on my trip. Just a financial thing went on and I kept straightening it out and it kept happening again. And I'd straighten it out and it happened and I noticed, but I did observe it. You know, I observed that nothing was going wrong and it would work itself out, but it didn't feel good. But I felt like that was old momentum, you know. So
Well, and
interesting. Yeah.
it was definitely got your attention and that it kept happening over and over. So now you know, especially now, because it happened so many times, you can feel that energy again. So if you have the time when we complete here before you go to bed tonight, it would be perfect with your journal, is to
Okay.
look at that energy because you can still feel it in your body and
Yep.
observe that energy and follow those breadcrumbs or use the Sedona method of release, whichever works best for you. But looking at it, observing it, and asking your angels to show you where was this birthed? Why do I feel this energy? Show me why I feel this. And then just allow your mind to go where they're showing you. And if you're trying too hard, you may not get it tonight. It may come when you're in the shower. tomorrow, but the energy and them showing you will happen. But if you can clear it through it today, then you won't have to deal with it tomorrow.
Yeah, I would like that. Is there one of the gifts that you've given us, you know, the video, not video, but audios, is there one that would help with this as well?
Following the breadcrumbs, that's an audio, that was a short masterclass. Take a listen to that, because I dive deeper into all the little details about looking at the energy and how to do it. Then shifting into love. And if something comes up for you that happened maybe with your parents or at any part during your life, if a situation actually shows itself to you, infusing that with love, forgiving the people who are involved, forgiving yourself. We always want to remember to forgive ourselves, because we have a part in things too. We may have been an innocent bystander, but we were still there. And we may harbor some kind of feelings that, well, there again, if you're feeling like it's all our fault, you know, forgiving ourselves too, especially our inner child, if it's something that happened when we were children. I don't know if it's on there yet. I've got some more things to add. There is some shift. Oh yeah, I did. I did add some meditations of shifting your energy to love.
Okay.
You could give a listen to those. Also, the one that was in the beginning, that was in there when we all joined, about your safe space, cleansing and clearing away energy from your safe space. When you do that meditation, be thinking of that energy. If you've already done everything you know, but maybe there's something that still, you can still feel it there, ask your angels to show you and go through that meditation. I think it's like 20 minutes. And by the time you're done, it should be gone.
If it's not, that would be great.
If it's not, you know, we could do a private session if you need help with, you know, really diving deep into it. Sometimes we bury stuff because it's so painful that it's just too much for us to look at. But if you can do it on your own, all the tools are here.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sarah, that question that you had posted in the Facebook community. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Did you get to take a look at my response?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Take a look at the response. And if that generates more questions, or if I didn't answer everything that you wanted to know, just let me know. If you want to take a moment and read it right now, that's okay. I'll wait.
Now let's see. It'll pull up.
Okay. So while we're waiting, what has been the best part of the masterclass for you ladies at this point? Not to put you on the spot or anything.
No, sorry. For me, it's using the playbook, because I use it every single day. Mm-hmm. And I think just being in the energy of you and that chaos flush. And so just being in your energy, you know, just I think my work has gotten more powerful that I've been doing. So I've always been doing this type of thing, but with your influence, it's just more powerful and moving faster.
Mm. Oh, awesome. You know, holding this space, the safe space for all of you to do your work. You know, I'd love to just be able to wave a wand and everybody's all better and we're all happy and our fulfilled square of life is awesome. But, you know, it just doesn't work that way. But having someone to believe in your ability to overcome whatever you're being challenged with, and that whatever you want is really yours. You know, I think that's what made Florence's teachings and her lectures so powerful. And, you know, I believe she's infused her books with that energy. And I've been fortunate enough to be able to embrace that energy and to continue and help hold that space for everyone that's in the classes. So did that come up for you, Sarah?
Yeah, that helps.
Okay. Well, if something comes up that you want to ask more about that, please don't hesitate to post, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and complete unless someone has a question.
Oh, good luck with your move. May it be nice and easy. And
Thank you. Everything is quite the mess right now, but I am making a dent in the packing, and hopefully the movers will be here at the right time. And then, be nice road trip. My brother's coming out, so we haven't seen each other since 2012.
Oh, that's wow.
Yeah, but we talk 3 or 4 times a week. So, yeah, I almost told him I'd wear a flower or something so he can recognize me. I'm going to pick him up at the airport.
That's funny.
Okay, well, you ladies have an awesome 2 weeks. And if something comes up, please be sure to post it in the Facebook. And as soon as I have internet service, I will respond.
Great. Thank you so much.
Have a great 2 weeks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.